February is Farmers Appreciation Month here at WSMI, where we talk to various individuals in the ag industry and sometimes beyond agriculture. Today is one of those interviews because coming up on Thursday in Carlinville is the 4th annual Chicks and Chocolate event in and around the Carlinville Square. Michelle Peitzman, owner of Whiskey River Dry Goods Company, explains what her and 9 other businesses in Carlinville will be offering on Thursday afternoon.
This is actually going to be my 4th Chicks and Chocolate, but since I just recently relocated over to Carlinville, I was able to get 9 other local businesses to join me in this event, so I'm super excited about it.
And a lot of those businesses there in Carlinville on the square, a few new businesses. I know Crow Boot and Shoes along with that, and they're a fairly new business there to Carlinville as well.
Yes, exactly. So we are predominantly going to be located on the historic downtown square in Carlinville, but we do have, just as you're saying, Crow Boot and Shoe and then Country Gypsy are located just a little bit off the square. So we are going to provide maps, and that way it'll be easy for everyone that wants to come in and participate to be able to find us all pretty easily.
Quite a few businesses along with yours that are helping you out. So what are some of those businesses that are partnering with you?
Sure. Well, I will be happy to provide you with a list because we want you to make sure to stop into each and every one. So Whiskey River Dry Goods Company, Main Street Florist and Gifts, Hawthorne Tree, My Sister's Closet, Main Street Bridal, Country Gypsy, The Red Room Salon, Old, Brave Hazel, which will be inside Hawthorne Tree for this event, and Crow Boot and Shoes.
All right, Michelle, that sounds like a good selection of different businesses that'll probably have a variety of things to offer to everybody. And along with this event, there's not only the chance to have some chocolate,
of course.
What are a few other events items going on with the event?
Well, we're really excited about that. We have a big Facebook event page, so each of our businesses will have our own social media about it, and your listeners can go in to social media and find out more of the details. But we're so excited because all of us have come together. So with 10 businesses uniting, it's pretty exciting. We are able to give away over $300 in prizes for that day. And we are also, each individual business is going to be hosting their own specials and even more giveaways. And so you can come in, eat a lot of chocolate, go into stores maybe that you haven't had a chance, the opportunity to stop by and visit and find out what we're all about, and just have fun and get a chance to socialize and hang out with your girlfriends.
And that's a good thing, too. You, as you said, different businesses that they may not have had a chance to go to. And it's something about being in a small town and visiting the local businesses that sometimes it's the business that it's the family way of life. It's the business that keeps the family running, as opposed to going to Springfield or St. Louis to a big box store. It supports Chamber of Commerce and local business.
Oh, absolutely. Supporting your local businesses is so important. I just can't stress that enough. And Carlinville has been such a great move for me personally. So I'm excited to, have people from the community come in, and so many people have welcomed me. And it's incredible. I love it. Carlinville is a great place. It has such a charming square. I think if you haven't had a chance to get there, make sure that you head over and check out all of these businesses. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
And this is, as you said, the 4th time you've done this. Before, you've done it in Litchfield at your former location, now in Carlinville. Of course, I suppose this is something you hope to continue.
Oh, most definitely. And I think that with showing our local businesses uniting and showing everybody what we have to offer, what my hope is eventually down the road, even that we will continue to grow and continue to have these particular type of events that we can all host together and actually make Carlinville, Illinois, a destination location for people from Springfield to drive to, people from Chatham, people from Alton, people from Edwardsville. So it'll be just something that will really help the community grow.
And while we have you here, and of course we're talking about the Chicks and Chocolate, it'll be on Thursday, February 6th, so that's coming right up. any other deals that you have going throughout the year that's kind of maybe in the works, or you have an idea of maybe having something in the summer, the fall, anything like that?
Sure, yes. Well, this particular event, we decided to host this from noon to 7. We wanted to give people ample time to come in, not feel like they're rushed to have to get to the 10 different businesses. We want you to come in and just kind of hang out and take in the lay of the land and see what everybody has to offer. So we do want to provide, you know, a 7-hour time frame for you to do that. And then while we were meeting with the other businesses, we have also kind of discussed doing maybe something for Mother's Day. I'd love to be able to offer something quarterly. Myself, I have offered a mom and teacher night out in August or September. And so that's something I think that we would also like to do, as well as a witches night out in October.
Okay. Well, you've got kind of something to hit all the main holidays there. Of course, this would be a good pre-Valentine's Day type deal. So it'd be
absolutely
perfect,
yes,
perfect for Valentine's Day. And while we still have you here, your new location in Carlinville's on the square. Where about in the square is your location?
Sure. I'm located in the historic Loomis building. So I'm at 122 East Side Square in Carlinville. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had the opportunity, please come in. It's a really beautiful building. It was a pharmacy, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait for you guys to stop in and see me.
And again, that was Michelle Peitzman with Whiskey River Dry Goods Company in Carlinville. And the Chicks and Chocolate event will be held this Thursday afternoon around the Carlinville Square. Stay tuned all month long for the month of February for more Farmers Appreciation Reports with others involved in the ag industry. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.